Hello? It's just me. Where are you? Oh, sorry for waking you up from your nap. I texted you, but obviously you were asleep. I saw that you were here, so I let myself in. Remember? You shared your location with me a couple of months back when we met up in the park and you never turned it off. So, yeah. I just saw you were here, so I came over. I didn't know you were napping, though. I just thought maybe you didn't hear your phone ding. Sorry. I should leave. Sorry for waking you. No, I shouldn't have come over. I was just having a really bad mental health day, and I wanted to be with someone. Someone who I knew will understand and just, I don't know, give me a hug and tell me that it's gonna be okay. Yeah, of course that's you. You're my best friend. You're always there for me when I need you. But I shouldn't have assumed. No, I shouldn't have come. I'll just leave, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have. Well, thanks. It's very sweet of you to forgive me for barging in on you. Are you sure? See? Always there for me when I need you. I'm just feeling, you know, depressed, unworthy, lonely, unloved. The standard array of depressing feelings. I'm not like wanting to harm myself or anything, but I really need to connect with someone for a few minutes. I'm feeling down too. Well, let's do what best friends do. I'll make sure you know that you're loved, then you can do the same for me. No, don't get up. You look cozy. Can I just join you? A cuddle nap may be just what I need. I mean it. Don't move an inch. Let me crawl in behind you and be your big spoon. I mean, if that's okay. It's okay that you're only in your underwear. I've seen you in shorts before. And it's just snuggling. I'm okay with it if you are. The extra body warmth sounds nice. Yeah? Okay. I'll go around to the other side of the bed and snuggle in behind you. I'll even strip off my top layer of clothes so we're both vulnerable in our undies. Yes, please. Some nice cuddle music would be perfect. Lift your head up so I can get my arms around you properly. You're so warm. I'm glad I feel nice against you. You feel nice against me too. It's been like 10 seconds and it's already doing wonders for me. I feel content just by being next to you and holding you. It makes me feel connected and loved. Exactly what I've not been feeling today. It's nice being the little spoon, isn't it? Feeling arms envelop you and make you feel safe and loved. You deserve those feelings. You smell really nice. Is that a body wash? Well, it's a good one. I want you to know how much I appreciate having you as a friend. I appreciate that you let me vent to you about boys and how much you support me when I'm having a bad day. Like, you know, today. You're such a good friend to me and sometimes I don't think I deserve it. I appreciate you saying that. That's why you're the one I thought of when I needed some love. You're my very best friend and I love you. Yeah, we kissed your back. And I'm going to do that again. It's convenient to my lips. I feel so much better just being with you and having you next to me. Just what the doctor ordered. It's like all of my worries and fears melted away because I knew that at least one person wants me in their life and is willing to sacrifice nap time for me. That's a pretty big compliment. Can I hold your hand? I'm going to hold it right here against your chest. Standard spooning handhold position. Shut up. Yeah, I just smelled you again. It's your fault for smelling so good. Hey, why have you never made a move on me? Like, why have you never asked to go out on a date with me? Sure, when we first met, I was dating Louis, and then you were dating Marilyn for a while too, but you've been single for like a year, and I've been single for almost as long. Well then, why haven't you made a move? Oh, shut up, what do you mean you're not my type? I am not out of your league. We are totally in the same league. I dated one jock for a few months and then he turned out to be a jerk. How does that make them my type? But I like your body. You're like a big teddy bear and I love cuddling you. You're the best cuddler. Calling you a teddy bear is not calling you fat. Stop it. If you were repulsive, I wouldn't be lying here next to you, half naked with my arms wrapped around you. Seriously, you need to stop being mean to yourself or I'm going to get mad at you. No, I won't tolerate anyone saying mean things about my best friend, even if it's my best friend saying those things. Okay, look at it this way. I didn't have to get into your bed and upbeat you. I did it because I wanted this body, your body, next to mine, right? Good. I'm glad you see it my way. I'm right about these things. Let's face it, I'm right about everything. Oh, hush, little spoon. I can kiss your back if I want to. It's not against the spooning rules and you can't stop me. Take that. I'm so glad you asked. It's the International Spooning Commission that makes the rules. They're a panel of 20 to 30 intimacy experts from around the world that set the spooning rules and regulations in order to assure maximum spoonage. Spoonage is so a word. It's like what you feel when you're spooning. That good, happy, content feeling you're experiencing now. Right now, we are both basking in spoonage. Yeah, a lot of people assume that they're based in Paris, but they're actually headquartered in Budapest, Hungary. I know a lot of things that might surprise you. Anyway, back to the subject at hand. We've established that we're both currently single and that I like your cuddly body. So why haven't you asked me out? Okay, see? That's a good reason that I can totally understand. We have a really great friendship. And if you thought that I wasn't interested, then that could make it awkward and potentially ruin it. I understand your reluctance. But on the other hand, what if I was interested? That could mean that we get even closer and the friendship might grow even stronger. That's a fair question. I would say that the reason I never asked you out is because we have a really great friendship, and I thought you were uninterested and it might make things awkward and potentially ruin it. I think you should ask me out. How should I know if I'll say yes? You haven't asked yet. Well, my advice to you, speaking as your best friend, is that if there's a girl you really, really like, take the chance and ask her out. Especially if she's like super sexy. Oh, wow. That's a question I wasn't expecting. Will I go out on a date with you? We're best friends. Won't that make it weird between us? I have to think about it. I am interested in this date, but I need more details. When would you like to go on this date? Yeah, I am free tomorrow afternoon. And what do you propose we do on our date? Dinner and the movies sound great, as long as the dinner is takeout from that burger place down the street and the movie is on Netflix. Oh, and I get to choose the movie. Cuddling while watching isn't just allowed, it's mandatory. Well, in that case, my answer is yes. I would love to go on that date with you. Oh, but I want to tell you up front, I don't have sex on the first date. I never have. So if you're asking me just to get in my pants, then... Okay. As long as you agree to those terms, then it's a date. And the back kiss makes it official. No, not every date needs a back kiss to make it official. That's only a requirement if the date is accepted while being a big spoon. Look, I don't make the rules. Take your complaint to the International Spooning Commission. Let go of my hand for a second. Ah, there. That's better. Do you not like feeling my boobs against your back? I can pull my bra back down if you like. I'm just trying to steal a little bit more of your body warmth. I am not trying to tease you. I would never do such a thing. I'm a good girl. Okay, my arm is falling asleep. It's time for you to be the big spoon. Quit complaining and roll over and hold me, damn it. Why are you being so shy all of a sudden? Fine, I'll just roll away from you and be cold and lonely again. All that work you did to make me feel wanted and loved will be undone as I waste away as a lonely single spoon. Just a sad, lonely, braless spoon. It was uncomfortable, so I took it off. I'm so cold. I wish some handsome, strong man would wrap his arms around me and keep me warm. That's better. I knew you'd see it my way. Now, give me your hand. I am not holding it against my boobs. I'm holding it against my chest. Like I said before, standard spooning hand-holding position. It's not my fault that my boobs happen to be located at my chest. You have to blame evolution for that one. Snuggle closer. Your arms are nice and tight around me, but your bottom half isn't spooning properly. What do you mean you're good? Spoon correctly. No, it's against the rules to half spoon. It's a serious violation of spoon law. I swear to God, if you don't spoon properly right now, I will report you and you will be banned from spooning for a year. Fine, be stubborn. If you won't spoon properly, then I'll do it myself. There we go. That's what I was missing. Don't apologize. I was expecting you to be hard. That's why I wanted you to snuggle closer. Yes, really. Your thing feels really nice against my butt. I like it. Shut up. I can call it a thing if I want to. The rules don't regulate terminology. Fine. Your dick feels nice against my booty. Your hard, warm cock feels really, really nice against my big, soft ass. Better? I'm not grinding. I'm just trying to get cozy. It's true, though. I don't have sex on the first date. I'm serious, bud. You're not getting laid tomorrow. This isn't sex. This is just spooning. Okay, well, this is advanced spooning, then. Of course it's covered by the rules. Section 4, paragraph 3. Look it up. What are you talking about? It doesn't feel small at all. No, it feels really nice, actually. It's hard as a rock. Well, no. I can't really tell how big it is just by rubbing it on my butt. Yeah. Well, now that it's in my hand, I can tell you for sure that it's fine. Better than fine. I mean, I haven't seen a lot of dicks, but this is definitely on the bigger side. Besides, the only guy I dated who was sizable was actually terrible in bed. He thought that his big dick would be enough. We slept together twice before I kicked him to the curb. He was only in it for his own pleasure. He wouldn't even go down on me. He outright refused. So anyway, yeah. Your cock is fine. And even if it was smaller, I'd still enjoy doing this with you. Now, start rubbing it against my butt again. Well, I'm glad my hand felt nice on it. Wait until you feel my mouth on it. Why don't you rub my tits while you grind that hard cock against my ass? Really, really turning me on. No, it's still not sex. It's just a boob massage. Oh, your hands feel nice. I'm sorry my boobs aren't bigger. See? Doesn't it suck when your friend puts themselves down unnecessarily? I used to want them to be bigger, but now I'm content with them just as they are. I like my boobs. Oh, I'm glad to hear that I'm not the only one. Tell me what you like about them. Oh man, you really have a way with words. I'm officially putting you in charge of my boobs fan club. Right now, you and I are the only official members. Though maybe I'll let you take some pictures of them to post on Reddit and we'll see if we can get a few more fans. I'm kidding. Oh god. If you kiss my neck like that, you're going to drive me crazy. I love having my neck kissed. Oh, yeah, but I was only kissing your back, which is allowed under the rules of the International Spooning Commission. Neck kisses are different. No, they're not technically against the rules. You can keep doing it. I won't file a report against you. Your breath on my neck is so sexy. And your hand massaging my tits feels amazing. You can pinch a nipple a little harder if you want. I like it. Just like that. Twist them between your fingers a little. That's perfect. Maybe you're turning me on too much. No, I didn't call you baby. I called you bestie. You must be hearing things. Yes. You're really turning me on. Couldn't you tell? Well, put your hand in my panties and feel how wet I am. Oh no, that's still not sex. That's just, proving my excitement to a doubtful partner. That's a totally allowed exception, so this is the first time I've made the exception. Oh yes, you see? You see how wet I am for you? Take your time and really feel around. Make sure you're convinced. Feel my clit. How swollen it is. More proof. Take my panties off, please. I want you to have full access. No, you're not convinced yet. I might be lying to you. I might not be excited at all. Keep feeling my wet pussy lips, please. Please, it feels so good. No, it's not sex. It's allowed. Well then, fuck the rules. Just keep playing with my pussy, please. Oh, I hate my stupid first date rules. And I hate that you're making me stick to them. Oh, I'll take off my panties anyway. And I take yours off too. At least I can feel that cock, hot cock, directly against my ass. Oh, yes. Oh, that feels so good. Rub your cock up and down the crack of my ass. Oh, so hot. Oh. Wait. Loophole. There's a loophole. No, not anal. Different loophole. That would definitely count as sex. I don't do anal until the fifth date. Well, I haven't done anal with anyone, actually, regardless of the number of dates, but I've played around with my own butt and I'm curious. Right, the loophole. When is our date? Tomorrow afternoon, right? So, technically, if we fucked right now, it wouldn't be just fucking on the first date. It would be just, friends with benefits thing. Right? Today, we're just friends, and tomorrow we're dating. So, right now, it's perfectly acceptable to be friends with benefits. So, lie back. Let me go on top of you. Give you a nice, hot, wet, tight benefit all over that great cock of yours. Shut up, that makes perfect sense. Now, get on your back and let me ride you. Okay, please, get on your back and let me ride you. Oh, fuck, you kiss great too. That we can definitely do on the first date. Well, you can put a condom on if you want to, but I'm on birth control. Up to you. I'd rather have you rule. I've never actually let a man fuck me without a condom before. I told them it was because I didn't want to get pregnant, but mostly I didn't trust him enough. There's no one in the world that trusts more than you. I really want you to feel my pussy for real. I'll tell you what, before I put it in, I'll just rub my pussy up and down your cock so you can decide if you like how it feels. Like this. Does that feel nice, baby? I slide across your dick so easily. I'm so fucking wet. Yes. Feels so very nice. Especially when I stop right here and rub my clit against the head of your cock. Oh, kiss me while I tease your cock. Oh, sorry. It slid in. Oh, should I just get off you so you can put on a condom? Didn't think so. Can't believe that I had to convince you not to wear a condom. I'll tell you one thing for sure. You are definitely not too small. You feel great inside of me. It's a nice stretch every time I slide down deeper. Kiss me while you fuck me. You feel so good at me, baby. You're making my pussy feel so good. Oh, you're making my whole body feel amazing. Rubbing my back against my ass. Oh, this grinding makes my clit rub against you. Oh, fuck. Oh, it's going to make me come. It's going to make me come, baby. Oh, I'm going to come all over your cock. Oh, oh, is that okay? Oh, is that okay? Can I come on your cock? Oh, yes. Take it out, just roll over me, me. What's fun? Yes. Oh, fuck me. Yes, baby, fuck me. Fuck me, baby. Oh, I get so much deeper this way. You can fuck me as hard as you want to. Just make me. I just want to make you feel good. Yes, yes, that's it, baby. That's your pussy tears. It's all for you. I'm going to rub my clit while I fuck me so good. Yeah, baby. Yeah, baby. Come for me. Come leave inside of my pussy. You need to give me my first cream pie. I want to feel your hot come inside me. Yes, come for me, baby. Come my pussy. Oh my god. I feel shooting your tight loon inside of me. Keep fucking me. Stop. Please come again. I want to come all over your cock while it's covered in your sloppy. Come. Please don't stop. Please don't stop. Please don't stop. Please don't stop. I'm gonna come for you. Kiss me. Oh, am I overstimulating you? I'm sorry. No, you can't take it out. I'm going to hold you inside of me and milk every drop out of your cock. I think you have a few more drops in there. Plus, it's fun watching you squirm while I squeeze your cock. Is it sensitive? Yeah? I'll tell you what. I'll let you go as long as you lie down next to me and cuddle me. Deal? Man, those are some serious benefits. It's a shame that we can't do that again after our date tomorrow. No, rules are rules. I'm a good girl. Oh, I can't stay and do it again. After we snuggle for a bit, I need to go home. I have a whole date tomorrow with a super handsome guy. I really like him. Well, he's really nice. He's funny. He's a great kisser. Oh, he smells really good. I have to figure out what to wear. Scan through Netflix and find a good movie to watch and get some sleep so I'm well rested for the date. This guy is really special and I have to be at my best. Wanna know a secret? I told him that he's not getting laid, and that's true. But what he doesn't know is that I might have to bend the rules and suck his dick. Maybe I'll even let him eat me out if he wants. You can't tell anyone. It's a secret. We can fall asleep.